Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Margaret Sontag.
Thank you, LaVon. Thanks for having me today.
You bet. It's time, you know, seasons, lots of things. We're expecting it to be more like spring, but whether it's spring or not, you have scholarships to give away.
Yes, we do. We've got actually four, three from our local BPW and one from state. And our local BPW gives a $1,000 scholarship. And this was established to give financial aid to a man or a woman needing education as a non-traditional student. So this isn't for a recent high school graduate. if they need to gain additional education to enhance career or reenter the workforce, or to continue education that was interrupted by having a family or other reasons. And this is due by April 1st. And for applications, you can call Jolene Rocker at 249-7700.
So when it says non-traditional, I'm assuming that also could be a rather non-traditional source of education. I mean, it doesn't mean you've got to go to Iowa State University. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to Iowa Western Community College.
No, you can go to any college, a community college, a junior college, whatever.
Like a business school.
Business school, yes.
Uh-huh. Whatever fits your need.
Yes, whatever you need.
All right. So, and that's, you know, there are not a lot of those kind of scholarships out there, I think. So it's great that you offer this kind of moving on scholarship.
Yes, we enjoy doing this because we've helped a lot of people, and it's so fun to see how successful a lot of our scholarship winners mm-hmm. have become.
You have them come back and do a little report for
we
you?
We do once in a while, yes. We had one meeting last year. We had as many come back as possible, and it's just amazing what they have done with their mm-hmm. lives, and this boost helped them.
Yeah, and like you said, then it has to make you feel really good, too. It's a sort of that continuing circle there. First one.
Okay, our next one is the Collins Scholarship. And the purpose of this is to encourage women to pursue a degree in a non-traditional area for women, such as computer science, management information systems, chemistry or engineering-related degrees. And these offer significant rewards and achievement for women. And hopefully, through this scholarship, some women will have the additional incentive to pursue the degree certification in these computer-related fields.
You know, Margaret, way back in history, thinking was that women didn't have the brain power to do these kind of things. I think we've learned something about that.
That's right. That's right. Now, this scholarship is funded by Penny Collin, and she's an Exire High School graduate who started out, she was one of the first women who operated a computer for Bell Telephone back then. And she's been very successful over the years. She's been up against a lot of things where she did the same job as men but got paid less and this kind of thing. But she kept going, and she's been very successful. And this is a $500 scholarship, and it's available for any female resident of Cass, Shelby, or Audubon County who is pursuing those degrees. And the student can attend school full or part-time or be any age. But it has to be a woman.
Okay.
And you can also call Jolene Rocker at 249-7700 for this one, and it's also due April 1st.
Now, so the one before that, your $1,000 one, you said that's a man or a woman. Is there a residence? Like this one, you said they have to be so many counties. What about the initial one there that you talked about, the non-traditional one?
That one is Cass County.
Okay.
A Cass County resident,
okay.
Yes. Sorry, I should have said that.
No, that's okay. We're just clarifying.
Yes, that's correct. Then our third one is our Bev Mendenhall Scholarship. And Bev Mendenhall was a very devoted, longtime active member in BPW. And she passed away from cancer. And her wish was her memorial would go to scholarships for women going into the nursing field. That's the field that Bev was in. And so this year the scholarship will be $750, and it's all made possible by her memorial money. And she wanted to give financial aid to a man or a woman needing education in a non-traditional nursing student. So this isn't a recent graduate either. And this is also a Cass County resident.
So this might be somebody who's, for instance, has their LPN license and they want to move on to being a registered nurse. I mean, that would be
right,
just one example.
Right, uh-huh. Or if they need to gain additional information or education or to continue education mm-hmm. that might have been interrupted like mm-hmm. our other one.
Mm-hmm.
And Jolene Rocker is also the one to contact for this one, and it's also due April 1st. So
that's good. Keep all that consistent here to
yes.
help people
yes.
remember. Now, I know you're going to talk about a state one, but where can they can call Jolene, but is there any information online or, you know, if they want a blank, is Jolene is the source?
Yeah, call Jolene. She can shoot one out to you
okay.
just in a second. She's got it on her computer,
okay.
so she can, you know, shoot an application out to you just
okay.
just right away. So.
Okay, we'll give her number again here at the end.
Okay.
So now the fourth one is a little different.
Yes, it is. This one's offered by the state of Iowa. And it's $1,000, and this one has to be submitted by March 21st. Now, you need to provide this is also a non-traditional student. Mm-hmm. So you need to submit an application, provide a copy of transcripts from accredited institution of higher learning. You have to be a United States citizen, a resident of Iowa, and you have to have graduated 5 years or more before March,
okay.
or before March 21st,
2009.
So again, that
non-traditional, we're putting
a time limit on this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to have some signed letters of references to character and the need for this. And the applicant doesn't have to be a BPW member. And the scholarship is $1,000, and it'll be granted in April when we have our April. Okay. Meeting in Des Moines.
And where can they get information about this one?
Okay, this is...
Will Jolene have that information
Jolene
also?
Will have that information also, yes.
Might just be easier.
Yeah, it'd be easier just to... Yeah, just to call Jolene,
yeah.
and she's got the applications for this one also.
Okay, but there's an earlier date on that, March
21st. Yes, it is, March 21st, yes.
So that's just not quite a month away, and the others are a little more than a month away. But hey, now's the time to get going on it. Don't wait
yes.
until March 20th or
yeah.
or March 30th or whatever.
Well, especially on this one, because you do need a few more
yes.
Items of you need your transcripts and your mm-hmm. character references and things like that. So need a few more things for that one. But
As you said, that one's a state. The other three are from the Atlantic Business and Professional Women. That's a lot of money. Now, you've said the Bev Mendenhall one comes from her memorial, but what about the other two?
Well, the Collins Scholarship is funded by Penny Collin.
Okay.
She funds that every year.
Okay.
And then the other one is from our own, we have craft shows, we do a lot of things around the community, different, we did the Coca-Cola days, we had the concession stand this year, and anytime we have an opportunity to make some money, we usually jump on it.
Because yeah. as you say, and you...
But
you,
we do have our two craft shows, and that's our main source of income.
Right.
We do very well.
And so you'll have one of those coming up in the spring?
Yes, we have one of those coming up on April 5th, I believe it is,
okay.
first Saturday in April.
Okay.
And I'm sure somebody will be on the radio before then and tell you more about
that. And I know those have been very successful in terms of you've had waiting lists for the vendors, and, you know, it's been great. It doesn't seem like there are quite as many craft shows as there used to be, and actually that's a plus for you.
Yeah, it would be. We have no problem getting vendors. Like you say, we have waiting lists, and sometimes if it's warm enough and they want to be outside, we let them be outside. It's the Cass County Community Center, and we fill it up.
Okay, and I guess if you want to be a vendor, it should be, you need to be contacting somebody really, really soon. Is there a contact person for that?
Jackie Wickey and Becky Bonney are the two to contact on that.
Okay.
And I know Jackie Wickey's number is 243-3626. I don't know about
okay.
Becky's right off the top of my head.
I'm guessing they are also in the phone book.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, now, what's the purpose of BPW, Business and Professional Women?
Well, our purpose is to... help women get into the workforce if they need. We network. Our mission is to, you know, keep equality and things like that.
Yeah.
We have very good programs. We've got one coming up now in March, so if anybody's interested. We're having the gentleman from the alternative school, the online school that's located in Anita, is going to come and speak to us and tell us what that's all about. And so
very
we're really
interesting.
Interested to see
yes.
that.
And when do you meet?
We meet the third Wednesday of every month. So our next meeting will be on March 19th. And this one is going to be at Iowa Western Community College.
Because I know you do move around depending on the program. And that sort of thing. So, Margaret, we need to again remind people you have these three local scholarships, all of which are due April 1st.
Yes.
And then the one from the state is due March 21st. And to get all that information, they need to contact
Jolene Rocker at 249-7700.
Okay, and I'm guessing, hopefully she's in the phone book. That's, you know, it's not as easy.
She's at the Great Western Bank. That's where she works. So if you forget that number, just contact the Great Western Bank and they'll get it to you.
Thank you very much, Margaret Sontag, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm.
Until next time, see through the eyes of an optimist and observe what direction your life takes.